By this time, every beast was leaning over the wall top to view the effect of their abyss upon the would-be raiders. Mole Mum Baby shook her head gravely.
He won't catch ye yon vermins now, Skip. They'm taken off like arrows. Burn my girt teapot with them.
Banjon watched the rat gang scurrying off up the ditch bed until they were swallowed up in the darkness.
Good grief, marm. You certainly fixed them up right and proper. Those vermin are drenched with that tea and spitting tea leaves. Ha! I fear that's the last you've seen of that best teapot. I could swear it was stuck on one rat's head.
Now that the excitement was over, Lysian collapsed into her little folding chair and gulped down what tea was left in her mug. She seemed totally overcome.
Oh, dear. I can't believe I did that. Look, Burby, my paws are all a-tremble. I'm shaking like a leaf.
The Mole Mum had almost a full mug of tea, which she kindly donated to her friend.
Oh, you McGirt terror, ma'am, and no mistake. But I wished you hadn't given ye best teapot to yon villains. Her, 'twas far too nice for ye likes o' them.
Good form old tugged his snout politely.
Off to ye beds now, marms. Brink and Skipper too. Off ye goes, sirs. Me and my crew'll stand guard up here till ye morning light. Us'll give a mow, Derry, if any ratters comes back here again for more.
Panicked, dispirited and chastened, the rat gang did not stop running until they were well into Mossflower Woodlands. Slumped on a stream bank, they panted for breath, nursing hot water scalds and spitting tea leaves. Rashback moaned as he slopped cooling mud on his afflicted back.
What was that they throwed over us?
Fleddy had missed most of it. He licked a paw where a bit of the liquid had splattered.
Don't know what it was, but it don't taste bad to me.
Hobbler sniffed at his companion's paws.
Smells nice too, not like that swamp we fell in. Oh, look at old Plug, he's wearing a new helmet.
Plugtail, who had been lagging behind, tottered in to join the gang. The teapot was jammed on his head at a rakish angle, the spout covering one ear and the handle sticking out above the other. The rim covered his right eye so he could only see with the left. Showing not a vestige of sympathy for his plight, the gang laughed at his woeful pleadings as he staggered about.
Well, you stop laughing and get this thing off me head.
Bong! Plugtail walked sideways into a tree trunk and tripped over Gruffgut's paws. The gang leader, who was sitting with his back to the trunk, dealt him a hefty kick, snarling.
Get it off yourself, thickhead. Can't you see I'm wounded?
Frog-eye, probing at a loose tooth he had suffered in the melee, stared over at Gruffgut.
Where were you wounded, chief?
Gruffgut returned his stare sourly.
None of your business, squinty lamp.
Still seated with his back to the tree, the gang leader muttered savagely.
By the hell gates and blood tubs, I'll make those wall-red crowds sorry they ever messed with me. Just you wait and see.
Three-Tooth, who had now lost every tooth he possessed, winced as he felt the enormous lump between his ears.
It was a mistake trying to take a place that size. I ain't going back there no more.
Gruffgut sprang up, waving the rusty side blade. He chased Three-Tooth along the stream bank.
You'll go where I tell you to, or I'll flay you mangy-eyed. Get back here right now.
Hoots and guffaws greeted the rear view of Gruffgut as he ran after Three-Tooth.
Looky, he ain't got no tail.
What happened to your old wagon, chief? Did you leave it behind?
Thundering trotch! I'll bet that hurt it. He's got even lesser than old Plugtail now.
Gruffgut left off chasing Three-Tooth. Standing with his back to some bushes, he glared hot anger at the scoffers.
One more snigger. Go on, just one more laugh from any of you. Any beast who thinks it's funny, say so right now. Go on!
The gang fell silent and went back to tending their own hurts.